From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin is ordering the withdrawal of Russian forces from Syria. That, according to state media. Russian state media quoted him as telling Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu and Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov that the tasks assigned to the Defense Ministry in Syria have been fulfilled. A U.S. official says, though, that so far there's no indication Russian forces are getting ready to pull out of Syria. U.S. Envoy for Syria, Stéphane de Mistura, began a new round of peace talks Monday in Geneva, warning that there is no alternative, no plan B, to negotiations.
As far as I know, the only plan B available is return to war, and to even worse war than we had so far.
Speaking before meeting with a delegation from the Syrian government, de Mistura said it is up to the people of Syria to decide their future, and the UN must help them. A U.S. citizen who joined the Islamic State group surrendered to Meshburga forces in northern Iraq. A picture of the suspect's Virginia driver's license identifies him as Mohammed Jamal Quais. He was captured Monday near the town of Sinjar. A Peshmerga official says the suspect told them his father was Palestinian. His parents said they had no idea he was in Iraq or that he had ties with extremist groups. Officials in Ivory Coast say 21 people were killed Sunday in an attack by jihadist militants on a beach resort. The country's interior minister says the dead include 15 civilians, 3 soldiers, and the 3 gunmen. 33 people were wounded. A government spokesman says officials have no information that other assailants are in hiding. The spokesman said heightened security is in place around hotels and restaurants. This is VOA News. Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu says the government is almost certain the Kurdish rebel group the PKK was behind the bombing that killed 37 people and injured more than 100 Sunday in Ankara. Dorian Jones reports.
During a hospital visit to see victims of Sunday's bombing, Turkey's Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu said security forces had made a number of breakthroughs.
Bu hain saldırının kaynağı açık bir şekilde tespit edilmiştir.
He said the DNA investigation is continuing and soon it will be revealed clearly who the attackers were and the forces behind them, adding that there are now 11 detained in connection with the bombing and a whole network is being exposed. Davutoglu said all the evidence points to the Kurdish rebel group, the PKK, but stopped short of formally accusing the group. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
U.S. political surveys show the two presidential frontrunners, Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton, are poised to move closer Tuesday to winning their party's presidential nominations as voters head to the polls for nominating contests in 5 states. Clinton has a commanding lead in the race to secure the Democratic presidential nomination over her lone challenger, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Polling shows Clinton with big leads among Democratic voters over Sanders in Florida and North Carolina, with closer contests possible in Illinois, Ohio, and Missouri. 2 new polls Monday showed Trump with a commanding lead in the crucial state of Florida. He easily tops his nearest challenger there, Florida Senator Marco Rubio, and holds even bigger leads over Texas Senator Ted Cruz and Ohio Governor John Kasich. 3 Palestinians who carried out attacks in the occupied West Bank were shot and killed Monday by Israeli forces. The Israeli army says 2 assailants opened fire on pedestrians at a bus stop at the entrance of a Jewish settlement near Hebron. Israeli forces shot the attackers. 1 soldier was wounded. Another attack happened moments later, the army said, when a car rammed a military vehicle at the same bus stop. Soldiers opened fire on the assailant, killing him. 2 soldiers were wounded. Brazilian police say some 3 million people across the country took to the streets Sunday, demanding the ouster of President Dilma Rousseff. Protesters urged lawmakers to continue with ongoing impeachment proceedings against the president. She is embroiled in a corruption scandal and is presiding over the country's worst recession in 25 years. Residents in the Somali coastal village say suspected al-Shabaab militants have exchanged gunfire with local militias. The reports came before the telecommunications of the town were cut off Monday. Residents who asked not to be named told VOA the militants were traveling on 3 boats that entered Garab. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.